This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Look, folks, I don't say this with pleasure, but it's a fact. InfoWars and what we do here is exploding. And not for the reasons I wish it was. Which were a perp walk in the whole New World Order. But no, instead, everything we warned about is now happening, and people are about to get a front row seat to hell. That's why they've been so desperate to get us off air, knowing we had their number decades ago. So did Kirk Elliott. I knew him 25 years ago, the work he was doing at WorldNet Daily and other places. So it's a paradox where, oh, we're all going to get a lot more popular. Who cares about that? I want to stop this. I got children. So, yeah, oh, my gosh, whether it's Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Alex Jones or Dr. Kirk Elliott fighting all this, oh, sure, people go, boy, those guys are sure right. Imagine how right they're going to say we are when things get really bad. I want to beat this. I don't want to be proven right. So this is dangerous, people. This is real. They're trying to put Trump in jail right now because he's challenging this on some levels. Dr. Elliott, I want to play a clip with the Bank of America CEO just a day ago. Talking about the cashless societies here, next segment. Some stations don't carry this one, but give us a little prelude. You sent me a big stack of videos and articles and things you want to hit, and some of it from what I had in the stacks out of order. I'm sure that's my fault, but there's all these stories are huge. Give us a little 3-4 minutes. We go to break prelude of what's coming up.
So we're going to talk about geopolitics in the sense of what is America doing to Russia that's going to destroy the Western financial system? I mean, they're stealing assets. They're giving assets that we stole from Russia to Ukraine, right? It's like, oh, my word, of all the people to steal gold from and give it to, Russia's going to be just absolutely ticked, right? And so, but it's not just us. The European Union is telling Russia what to do. So we'll go over some of that. There's bank failures, Alex, that are happening that we predicted. You know, I've been predicting it ever since Silicon Valley that there was going to be bank failures 2.0 that came. But I'm going to explain why and why there's going to be more coming, because the FDIC is running out of money and the
Schiff said, interrupt. Schiff said it's already started, but they're covering it over right now.
Yeah, I believe that that's the case. I mean, there's already three banks that supposedly went under that nobody heard about. Over the weekend, we heard about the one big one in Philly. So we're going to go over why and how detrimental this is to FDIC and everybody's bank account. So you really can't leave because this is a huge, important story. I want to talk about how leadership matters in the presidency and why what we've got now is actually going to destroy the West. And look, Alex, when you have a strong economic leader, America is going to thrive. When you have a bad economic leader, America is going to sink. But I don't think they care. I think this is part of a plan to usher in something that none of us want. So we're going to cover that. I want to talk about the Federal Reserve and other central bank policy all over the globe, because here again, we've been on this. And I don't mean to sound like,
by the way, I don't even have the crew to do it. It's not their fault. I didn't think to tell them when you were coming on today. You've been coming on for now 5 months, and I was covering your stuff years ago, but for 5 months, you've hammered bank runs, regional bank runs. And now there were three of them this weekend, almost no coverage. CNN covered one. FDIC says Republic First Bank is closed by Pennsylvania regulators. So it's exactly what you predicted. Regional banks, it's now begun. So we've got to get that clip. Maybe put a special report together from this interview where it shows the dates. You go boom, 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 and then now here it is.
Yeah, well, we're not alone anymore, Alex. I know you talked about Tucker, Rogan, you, me, talking about these kind of things. Over the weekend, 60,000 headlines globally now agree with what we've been saying for months, that interest rates simply can't continue to come down.
Hold it there. Most our radio stations don't carry the first 501. We got over 300 radio stations. I want all of them to hear this. Start over when we come back. And then let's get into the bank runs. Let's get into the bank failures. Let's get into the bullying of Russia. Because people say, oh, well, so what if we seize their assets? New York seizing the NRA's assets, the beef packing assets, Trump's assets. Everybody sees that America's like Venezuela. You don't invest in Venezuela, folks, because you know they'll take your money. So they're making America close for business on purpose. We're going to talk about that in 60 seconds.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to be very clear with everybody. Many of you have been listening 30 years, most of you a decade. I make mistakes about 3 or 4% of the time, and I hate it when I do. And when I make a mistake, I come on air and I tell you. And most of the time, it's myself that finds it. I'll be listening to rebroadcasts, go, how did I say that wrong? I'm getting senile. But I'm trying to tell the truth. I mean, I bust my brain. I pray sometimes like an hour a day. I'll just sit there, literally sit in the chair praying to God, like, tell me what to do. And God gives me the most amazing insights. It's totally real. And God's telling me urgency. I had a dream a couple nights ago, and I woke up and couldn't remember it, but it was like urgency. You need to urgently warn people so they get right with God, right with me, was God was saying, and they get right with their families and stop worrying about all the stupid crap or how cool your car is or what your neighbors think or any of that. And it was like, stop eating GMO, the message to me, and start, take care of yourself. You know all this, you don't do it, and get your family ready and protect yourself. And it was really a message of, Jones, you need to take care of yourself. And Dr. Kirk knows that. I was calling him after that and talking to him because I've been so busy on offense, I've not been doing any defense. And we should be, I think, 70% offense, but also defense. You know, they say the best defense is a good offense, but what is an offense without a defense? You've got to have the defense. At the end of the day, a defense actually is your best offense if you're being attacked. The defense is how you're ready for the attack. So I want people to get ready before the full panic sets in. I don't know if it's a week, 6 months, 2 years, but they're preparing civil war, which is really a race war. Most folks aren't buying into it. They don't care. I'm really proud of everybody really seeing through this. And we see triple the numbers of black voters, double the numbers of Hispanics. Now, people get it, okay, that are smart. And there's people smart of every group. But the urgency of this, and I think about Kevin O'Leary and others making the great point, it's true. In the last month since they had that $450 million plus judgment on Trump, because he said Mar-a-Lago was worth more than $18 million, people are offering to buy it for $800 million right now. And then they even said, Letitia James, well, just sell it and pay her $450 million. Oh, she even admits it's worth that. I mean, they don't even think out what they say. They're selling 2-acre lots. That's the hottest real estate in the world by Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach for $220 million. It's 70-something acres. But with, you know, the point is that people see that, and now the exodus from New York is even more insane. Now it is a rush to the exits, to Florida and Texas and other places. But there's going to be a rush to the exits everywhere, and we've got to get ready. And they're ready with their cashless society for the panic, and, oh, there's now one unified ledger, and all your money's in one place, but we control it, and that's how we propped up the system and saved it. They're saying that's what they're about to do. And I'm sorry, I politically tried to stop it, but it looks like they're going ahead with it. So the best we can do is, if you realize the dam just broke 10 miles up the river and they say you're going to be in 20 feet of water in 5 minutes, if you got a boat in the backyard, you better get it off the trailer and get in the boat. Okay, and get the heirlooms on the boat. I mean, we're literally, the dam broke, the water's coming, and either get in the truck, get to high ground, or get in the boat and get ready. Because it's on, folks, like Donkey Kong. And this is real urgency because this is happening. So Dr. Kirk, you mentioned a bunch of stuff you want to hit right now. You've got the floor. I mean, obviously riff off that, because I know that's points you've already made, because I read your information and watch you on other shows, about going after Russia, seizing their assets, the chain reaction that's going to cause into the BRICS, which, again, the globalists act dumb, but they're smarter than that. They got deals with China, and there's a lot of double dealing going on here. So let's lay this out, and then how an individual protects themselves.
Yeah, so we go back to when Russia-Ukraine conflict started. What did Biden do? So first, he took Russia out of the SWIFT system. He kicked him out, which means no international bank wires. So he wanted to starve out the Russian people so they couldn't get paid for anything. So Putin goes to China and he says, hey, China, we need to join your alliance even more economically. Russia and China were already part of the BRICS nations. I'm not saying they weren't. But that one event really caused a strong marriage between the two, because China said, hey, we got one called CIPS, C-I-P-S. It's like SWIFT, except it's for the BRICS nations. So Russia was still able to get all of their international wires coming in through a different financial union. Now, the second thing that they did when that started is they seized the assets of Russia. The United States did, the Biden administration. So that's not uncommon, Alex, though, obviously, when countries are at war with each other and you have control over their assets, well, let's seize them so they can't have them. Part of that was hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gold. I mean, that's a lot, right? So they took it. And so to make matters worse, a few weeks ago, Janet Yellen tells Russia, hey, Russia, remember that gold and stuff that we took from you when we froze your assets? We're going to give it to Ukraine. It's like, okay. So, I mean, it's so weird. It's funny. It's like, of all the countries on earth to give Russia's assets to, especially their gold, it's Ukraine. Okay. Imagine the just anger that's welling up in Russia at that point. So then it doesn't stop there. So Brussels, the European Union, basically gives Russia this marching order. It's like, hey, back in the early 1900s, like 1915, you had all this gold that belonged to Romania, 91.5 tons of it. We want you to give it back. Well, Medvedev, former president of Russia before Putin, he's now some kind of big muckety-muck in the Russian government. Because this is a family-friendly show, I'm not going to say the real words, right? But it's like he said, F you, European Union. We're not giving you that stuff. And it's like,
And then he grabbed a bunch of U.S. bank money.
Yeah. So then it goes. So a case goes to Russian court. And so because they're ticked that all this stuff was seized in court, they won against JP Morgan Chase and said, hey, Chase, you've got to give us $440 million that has been frozen to us. So now there's this fighting going back and forth. Right. And it's just ticking everybody off. So the West, in doing this, in stealing Russian assets, giving it to you, Ukraine, the whole world could be destabilized, Alex. The whole world. Because now they're going after...
And explain that. You're an economist, PhD on this. For people, most of my listeners get this. I'm not talking down to them. Some new listeners don't. We talk about quadrillions and trillions and billions, but it's all leverage. So when somebody pulls $450 million or a billion, or they say they're going to grab, you know, $300 billion of Russian assets, and Russians say we're going to grab $200-something billion of yours, that is the equivalent of trillions, which leverages into quadrillions, and that because so that's the issue.
That is the issue, because banks are running out of money, and they have all this derivatives debt. So JP Morgan Chase.
They're leveraged. Explain that, though, Doc. They're leveraged. It's for people who don't know, they're leveraged.
So a derivative is just a multiplier on your debt. So if you have a futures contract, you're not just buying like 1 ounce of silver, you're buying thousands of ounces of silver, right? So you're leveraged on average 20 to 1. So what this means is you could have these futures contracts, these derivatives on the New York Stock Exchange or something like that, or the Dow. Okay, so let's say you think that it's going to go up 5% and you have leverage of 20 to 1. That's the average leverage when you have a derivatives contract. So if it goes up 5% and you're leveraged 20 to 1, it's 100% return on your capital. If it goes down 5% and you thought it was going to go up, you lose 100% of your capital. If it goes down 10%, you lose 200% of your capital. See, this is where this derivatives debt explosion is going to be massive, because the West has so much short positions in silver. This is how they've been manipulating the price for years. This is why China decided, hey, Chinese citizens, you're going to buy silver, like what we talked about before the break. They want to destroy the Western financial system. But here's where what Biden did with Russia, why I said it's going to destabilize the world, is because now you've got country after country after country that's pulling out of U.S. treasuries, that's pulling their gold that the Fed supposedly has, and they want to repatriate it, bring it back home to the homeland, right? Because they're afraid that the weaponization of the dollar and what this administration is doing is going to divorce them from their own money. And so they said, we want it back. We want our money back because we're afraid what America is going to do to us. And so this is why I think it's going to be this great destabilization that's coming, as it's a mass exodus out of dollar holdings, out of treasuries, and
sure. Well, maybe Dr. Elliott, I'm projecting more intelligence on the global centers there, but we know the people that set it up were smart. They knew that Putin would take over the oil industry. They knew it would move them into the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Valley Bank, here's where there's even more theft. We talk about Russian theft, but there's theft of U.S. assets. So after Silicon Valley Bank went down, there's this huge gaping wound in the banking industry that banks were undercapitalized, running out of money, and they came up with a basically an emergency funding package called Bank Temp Funding Program, which was injecting money into the system. And people were applauding the Fed and cheering and saying, great job, Fed, you stopped the bank runs. And there was only five of them that went under. All they did was put a Band-Aid on this gaping wound, and they never healed the wound. So now March 11th, they took that Band-Aid off. The wound is still there because that emergency funding plan expired. It's sunset. So we've talked about this. The next bank that fails is not going to be bailed out before it goes into FDIC receivership. There's going to be no emergency funding. Just so happens, it just happened, right? So the first one didn't get any emergency funding. Republic Bank in Philly, well, they went under. So let's look at this. Prior to Silicon Valley Bank, the FDIC had about 1.7 something percent of their assets to cover all the deposits in America. Only 1.7% of all deposits were covered by FDIC. After those first five banks failed in Silicon Valley Bank days, it went down to 0.74. So the Fed only has, or the FDIC has less than 1% of all deposits in America covered. In fact, 0.74. So now you fast forward to today, a year later, almost exactly a year later, and this bank goes under. Well, it cost the FDIC $667 million. Yeah. But when you look in these numbers, it gets creepy because they have $6 billion in assets, $4 billion in deposits. So 667 was what FDIC had to cover. That reflects everybody that had $250,000 or less in their bank accounts. Well, they had $4 billion in deposits. So there's $3.3 billion that were over $250,000 banished. It's not coming back, Alex. Those people aren't going to get it because FDIC doesn't cover anything over $250,000. There's no loan package, emergency funding anymore from the Fed to take care of it.
And this is key. This is what you hammered 5 months ago on my show. You said they're out of emergency funding. And so they're trying now to just hide these stories. So you predicted what was coming. What comes next?
The FDIC runs out of money. I mean, if they took more than half of FDIC's available assets in those first five banks that failed last year, and there's only 0.74 left, it's not going to take too many regional banks. They just took $667 million in this one alone.
So that goes back to Alan Greenspan saying there's no amount of money we can't print, which we know isn't true. But what will they do you think?
Well, they're going to try to print, but that just puts us into a hyperinflation because we no longer have the backstop of being the world's reserve currency and built-in demand for our dollar.
Which is all perfect to finally bring in the central bank digital currencies that they've all got lined up and prepped and ready. It's all completely.
Sadly, yes.
Do you think China and Russia are in on it or just being manipulated to be part of it?
I think that China and Russia are in it for their own benefit. I think that they see a weak America now and that we're out of money. And what an opportune time to attack when you want to attack the U.S. dollar when they're at their weakest. All you have to do is start selling U.S. treasuries, try to enhance the banking failure by buying silver when they have tons of short positions. Or by no longer, you know, not just a couple of countries, most of the world no longer buying U.S. treasuries. It doesn't take much to actually eliminate a broke country's assets.
Absolutely. So especially one that's headed around the world because of our leaders. You talk about an economic disaster. What are the different ways this can break?
So number one, we have a whole new system of money, right? It's going to be central bank digital currency. Number two, you have a whole new system of government. So you started, and we didn't talk about this, but you started the show talking about the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And people think that we're a democratic republic. I beg to differ under this current administration that we've got. Let's look at those 10 planks real quick. Number one, abolition of property and land and application of all rents and land to the public purpose. Eminent domain, right? You don't own property. If you don't pay your property taxes, your house goes away, gets sold in a tax lien. Number two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. We've got that, right? Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. What about our estate tax? Right. It's like you inherit $100 million farm from your grandparents that have been farming forever. And the moment you get it, you have to pay 55% death tax. Who has $55 million laying around? You know, it's like, so you have to sell off a property that may have been in the family for generations. Number four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. We're confiscating Russia's assets, right? I mean, so.
And the American people are treated, because we're against the globalists, officially as rebels. That's why we have the taxes and the deadly shots, but not the illegals. It's literally a Lenin plan.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I just was reading a couple weeks ago, Students for Life, you know, a student group against abortion, considered a terrorist organization.
They're facing 50 years in prison for peacefully protesting an abortion clinic in Tennessee. I have it right here. Jailed pro-lifer says she was kept in solitary confinement for 22 days with the lights on. They're facing 50-year prison sentences.
Yeah. I mean, so that's that one right there. Confiscation of property, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Well, we don't really have that, right? So centralization of credit in the hands of the state, plank number five, by means of a national bank. Okay, that's the Federal Reserve. That's an obvious one. Six, centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. We don't have freedom of speech anymore, Alex. I mean, look at you. Look what you have to go through, right? And what every other patriot that has some kind of a podcast that's speaking the truth.
And by the way, we knew it was coming for decades and we're dug in and ready. Other people weren't.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is a sad thing, because we're on number seven. So far, every one of them is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Number seven, extension of factories and instruments and production owned by the state.
We've seen the nationalization of the big automakers, telling them to make electric cars, everything.
Yeah. I mean, when look at the nationalization of General Motors. Right. When they went bankrupt, when AIG was going bankrupt, the government basically took over insurance and the car industry. I mean, this is bonkers. Equal liability of all to all labor, establishment of industrial armies. These are just labor unions. OK, we've got that. Number nine, combination of our agriculture and manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country. Look at these. Look at the Agenda 2030. Look what they're doing with cities. And they don't want you to eat beef. They don't want you to travel. They want to bring people into the big population centers. They're saying that people that live in rural parts are weirdos, right? Just because they want to have.
And then 10 before we go to break.
Number 10, free education for all children in public schools.
What is Biden doing for giving student loans?
Debt?
Yeah.
Yes. We have 10 of 10. In America today. So don't think we're a democratic republic when every single of those things on the Communist Manifesto, we are alive and living in this country under this administration.
Well, exactly. The old republic's still there, but it's an old rickety train track they haven't repaired. The communist one's a bullet train glistening, and they're just phasing us over into it right now. Dr. Kirk Elliott, let's talk about solutions and more news, and the head of Bank of America saying the cashless society is about to be rolled out straight ahead. Yeah, it's all crazy. It's sad, but at least we are ready and we're aware. And as things get worse and worse, people are going to want the truth. They're going to want this information. When the show isn't live, I'm going to post it at band.video and on Real Alex Jones. Make it go viral.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Look at this.
Either with the Republic or against it.
Overhead shot.
Resistance to tyrants
is obedience
to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thomas Jefferson said that. All right. I didn't think to do this today with the bank runs and bank closures are happening all over. They're trying to cover them up. Started last week. Kirk Elliott's been like a parrot, which is good because he's the one saying it, saying bank closures, regional bank failures. It's going to start imminently, he said, in the next 4 or 5 months, and it's right on time. Like it's a German train. It's happened. Here's Fox Business. Okay, this is today. Republic first, seizure signals more bank failures to come, experts warn. Here's another one. Fulton Financial stock jumps on takeover deal, but failed Republic First Bank. Here's what led to Republic First collapse, the first bank failure in 2024. FDIC says Republic First is closed by Pennsylvania regulators. So this is a big deal because so many of these banks bought the contagion and also ran out of money because QE3 ended. And so what I had the crew asking me, Dr. Kirk Elliott, during the break is, how will it look when they roll out the central bank digital currency, which they're already testing in Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand? Well, they've told you they need a virus or another excuse of unrest to say, well, you got to have this to leave your house, and we're also going to use that as your government and banking ID. But there's a lot of scenarios. I want you to walk through a few of them, but basically, stock market plunges, banks plunge, there's a cyber attack. They go, don't worry. If you simply go and download this government app and you agree to, in the future, protecting your assets by moving them in to this basket or this one ledger sheet, you've got all the technical terms, we will then guarantee you 80% of your money. And people are desperate. They can't get their bank account for a week. Cities are burning 2 weeks. People signed this form to let them, and they've said this is their plan, and then they've already got deals with the big banks and the JP Morgans and others to then go ahead and scoop off the top of you. The bank flips the switch. They've taken 20% as a bail-in, which we know happened in other countries before. They admit a bail-ins. I heard last year, in fact, guys, find the clip. Federal Reserve regulator, there's another EU regulator, Canadian regulator. There's like five videos I've seen last year where they said at the, it was a type of FDIC regulator says, banking bail-ins coming. There's like a 20-minute version, a 2-minute version, there's a bunch of them, but just get FDIC regulator, or it's official, says banking bailouts coming. And they said, we know we need them, we know it's going to happen, we're going to go to the central bank digital currencies, and you'll go download an app. Because you can't get your bank account. You got a JP Morgan account or a Bank of America, it'll be the big ones, Wells Fargo. And all of a sudden, you can't get your Wells Fargo money. You can't get your Bank of America. It won't be the little banks at first, or it'll be the ones that are failing. Little banks that are failing, they've already taken control of, and it'll be the big ones. And they go, hey, listen, let's just get through this. Let's just agree to this. And you go and you click, you download the app, you agree, you click, 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 click. JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they take 10, 20% of your money. Suddenly, your bank account's back. And they'll play some gimmicks like, thanks to stabilizing, oh my God, we gave you 5% back. Maybe more will come back if you stay in this. And then other banks will start failing because of the fear. And now, oh, don't worry, they're opting in. Now you got your money too. And there'll be a stampede to make your bank opt in to the system. I've wargamed this, folks. That's how it's going to happen. There's a lot of other ways they're going to do it, and then it's your mortgage, and then it's your loans. And don't worry, if you opt in, we'll cut your student loan in half. But now everything you do is surveilled. They're already doing it, but you agree to it. And now everything is this panopticonic system that's already there, but now you've acquiesced, so now they can roll out the AI control. And then if you think flash trading's corrupt, or you think the president's open committee on the stock market or any of that's bad, you've not seen anything once this gets rolling. But the camel's nose is now way under the temp flap. You saw my breakdown. Doctor, what do you say?
Well, that video that you're going to share, I remember seeing that. And it was an FDIC meeting with officials from the FDIC and a bunch of room full of bankers. And it was caught on video. It's like, boy, we've got a huge problem. We're underfunded. And, you know, we don't have enough money. We're going to run out of money. And then they said, but we can't let the public know about it because it would create a run on the banks. So they've been talking about this behind the scenes that it's coming. But that will change the fabric of society. Alex, when you have a bank that fails and your money goes away in people's minds and in their hearts, that money should be the safest asset in the world. Because people think, oh, and that big, huge steel bank vault door behind is just stacks of hundreds, and my money is safe. It's not in the markets. It's not in the stock market. It's not in the bond market. It's like, oh yeah, it really is. Because that, what do you think banks do with your money that you deposit? They're investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, companies, derivatives. I mean, this is
in the old fractional reserve system of the Rothschilds. It was always 10 to 1. What is it now? I know per bank, no one knows, but I'm told it's 20 to 1, 30 to 1, derivatives, 50 to 1.
So from March of 2020, they put it to zero during COVID to try to stimulate the economy. And then in October of 2023,
say that again, zero reserves.
Zero. Yeah, we had zero since 2020 until October of 2023, when the Basel III Accord, you know, out of Switzerland said, hey, we're going to change the reserve requirement now to 20. So people think this is a really good. And in theory, it is. Right. In theory, if banks have more reserves, they're going to actually be able to withstand a little bit of a bank run. But when you go to zero to 20 and you're a $1 billion bank and all of a sudden you have to come up with $200 million in deposits, it's like, where's that going to come from?
Well, Dr. Elliot, let's talk about this, because there's nothing bigger than this, folks, except a relationship with God. You know, obviously that's bigger than everything combined. But I want to explain to you, and I know the listeners are smart. I'm not trying to beat you over the head here, but I'm beating myself over the head. This is urgent. This is desperate. This is real. And more than getting gold and silver and more than having a garden, other than having a relationship with God, people need to politically blame the private Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan and Bloomberg and Goldman Sachs and the WEF, because they've been setting this up. And their big Ponzi scheme is coming to an end, and they plan to jump the tracks. Fork goes off a cliff, we go off the cliff anyways, over the new system. We have got to educate people quickly about this so that politically we know how to send the people that did this to prison and get off of this system and move over to something else. I want to talk about that with you, but since you mentioned the clip, this clip's a year and a half old. This is the FDIC main board member meetings, and anybody can type in FDIC meeting bail-ins. You can find the full... I actually watched the whole thing. The full meeting's 4 hours long. I watched it once. I've seen hour-long versions. But here's just a short clip. This is the FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, that's insuring your accounts to a certain amount, literally saying, we know this is all going down. We've got to get ready for bail-ins. Do you hear me? And now, this isn't a year and a half ago where it was still over the hill. It's like you're going to grandma's house, you're pulling up in the parking lot. But it ain't grandma's house, folks. It's total insanity. It is financial collapse. We are knocking on grandma's door, but it ain't grandma. It's the big bad wolf. Here's the clip.
It's really important. I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they have, I mean, they're going to be.
People need to know, but I don't think you have much hope of reaching a public that doesn't have a professional need to know.
I completely agree with that. I almost think you'd scare the public if you put this out. Like, why are they telling me this? Should I be concerned about my bank? Like, my insurance company doesn't tell me what they're doing with my assets if they just assume they're going to pay my claim. Right? I think you've got to think of the unintended consequences of taking a public that has more full faith and confidence in the banking system than maybe people in this room do. So there's a select crowd of people that are in the institutional side. And if they want to understand this, they're going to find a way to understand this. There's a bunch of law firms represented in this room. There's a bunch of people that charge them by the hour, a lot of money to explain this all to them. And it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And they all have huge staffs. But I would be careful about the unintended consequences of starting to blast too much of this out in the general public.
So that's the FDIC board, the security of your money and your bank accounts. And they literally, we're going to skip this break. They literally just said a year and a half ago, don't let the public know. They think of you as animals. They don't think you'd go by law with open means.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce. 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know, but I think it's way conservative, because here's what's going to happen. Let's say you're retired, Alex, and you're getting a pension, or you're getting your Social Security, or you have a
disability. You're held hostage on $2,000 a month. You got to have it.
Yeah. And if they say,
no, well, you're right. We're going to have 80% adoption.
Yeah. I mean, and even when people know that it's the mark of the beast, because when they say, yo, you have to have the FedNow app for you to receive your government payments, it's like, well, I need to eat. All right. Well, just take it. Right. See, this is where you can trick people into starving them out of existence to comply with their program. I think that's how they're going to get more widespread adoption, which is why you and I and so many other people we know are shouting it from the rooftops. It's like, this is an evil system that's all about people control, and you have to minimize the amount that you have in the banks, because you don't want to be part of their digital system, a digital slave in their digital world. You don't want to have paper assets that can be part of this unified
ledger. Absolutely. So now let's talk about that. And you're 100% clear about this, why I love you, and while you work 25 years. With the gold and silver, we're not offering a total panacea. It's God first. It's family, friends, community, storable food, firearms, knowing how to defend yourself, trying to get out of the city. But when it comes to the paper world they're going to control and going to steal from, And it's been proven right just since you came on 5-6 months ago. It's all exploded. Gold and silver, because you tangibly hold it. And again, it's not a silver bullet, but it's as close as you're going to get. It's one of the basic moves everyone should make. So they need a good place to get it that's trusted, ready to deliver, that has the best prices with no fees to sell it back. Nobody does that. You're revolutionary. People need to call you now.
Well, it's how we set it up decades ago. Is I want to make it real easy. I don't want there to ever be a stumbling block. Like when Kirk calls a client and said, hey, it's time to lock in your profits. Oh, is it really? You're just going to make another commission on me? It's like, no. Okay. How do you overcome that objection? By not having a commission when you liquidate. It's easy for me, right? Because so this is how we differ. And being in the right place at the right time is so important. That's half the equation. The other half of the equation, Alex, is you understanding why you're doing what we're doing, which is why I spend so much time educating our clients as to the why. Because if you don't have financial peace about your decision, when you put your head down on the pillow at night, you're going to be stressed out of your gourd.
And by the way, you're in high demand, even though you've got a great, huge crew in Colorado. So even family calling you, they're getting great delivery, great everything. But it takes a day or so time sometimes because you have a great crew. You're not just hiring Yahoos. You guys are in high demand right now, so people need to be ready for that. How long do you think it'll take for folks to get a call back?
Within 24 hours, generally the same day. And then we'll schedule an appointment and... Right now, I mean, I have an amazing team and we're just scheduling 2 to 3 days out and it's incredible, right? So because we want to help people, when people are calling us, most of the people, even watching your show, which you're very well versed as to things going on, they're gripped and paralyzed with fear. We shouldn't be gripped and paralyzed with fear. This is America, right? Or as we looked on the planks of the Communist Manifesto, maybe we're the USSA, I don't know. Right. But there's our freedoms are eroding and people need help right away. And we're here to help. Now, the busier we get, you know, it might be 3 to 4 days before you can get an appointment. Right. But we're trying really hard to set up an appointment right away to get assets moving out of paper, out of digital, into something that's tangible and real that will actually get you out.
And let's be clear, the institutions, system. The billionaires, the governments are rushing into silver and gold. And when everybody was doing gold 5 months ago, you said silver. Now they're rushing into silver.
I mean, yeah, we've been going into silver since 2020 because it made sense. That's where the ratio was. We were way.
And what
has
silver gone up since 2020 to today? Not the exact number, but ballpark.
Oh, I don't know. Roughly 3.5 years ago, it was $11.91 an ounce. That was the low in 2020, and now it's 26.5. But literally, when this run started. 2 months ago, 60 days ago, we were at 22. And so it's up to 26.5. That's even after the pullback. It got up to 29 just a couple of weeks ago. So this is an amazing buying opportunity because the fundamentals of the markets haven't changed.
And as you predicted, they did some shorting to drive it down, which is an opportunity. And I had crew ask a question. That's a great question, but and I'm a layman. You're the PhD and the expert on this, but tell me if I'm wrong, and I won't hurt my feelings if I'm wrong. There was the gold confiscation laws that came in the Depression, but that's because the currency was gold. They were trying to force us onto paper, and then Nixon got us off the gold standard entirely. So few people per capita own gold and silver of any substantive amount now, you're not going to have confiscation because the institutions have all got it, and the rich people have all gotten it. And so back then, it was still the currency. You could take dollar bills into a bank and get gold and silver back. They got rid of that by the 70s completely. And so I don't see an issue with gold and silver confiscation. Plus, they're in a collapse. Screw them. I mean, you know, you're not going to turn it in.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality. And so let's look at that confiscation in the 30s. After World War One, the U.S. was broke, dead dog broke, kind of like they are today. Right. So they issued war bonds. The government issued war bonds and said, hey, America, you got to bail us out. And nobody wanted the war bonds because they were bankrupt. They didn't think they were going to get paid back. They wanted to keep their gold because gold was backing the currency at the time. So the president said, OK, we're going to confiscate people's gold. We're going to make it easy. You have to go into war bonds. So but then you have to realize it was backing the currency. Almost everybody had it. Well, now fast forward to today. Only 2% of the population owns physical gold. Only 0.9% of the population owns physical silver. It's not big enough for the government to actually worry about. So, but they've already legislated how they're going to do a confiscation in modern day world. And that was just the Dodd-Frank bill, you know, in 2011. So what did that say? It's like, well, we're going to do bail-ins.
Yeah, they've already told you they're coming after your pension funds. They're coming after your bank accounts. They've already targeted it. And we had talked before you came on or before they asked that question. I told the crew, I said, no, none of the people have it. They're not going after that. They're going after everybody's digital assets. And when you're in digital, that's when you're free game.
And if I were an evil politician, I wouldn't go after something that only I would get 0.9% of the population knows. I would want to go after the masses. The 98%
Well, that's what the CBDC is. It's the confiscation of your digital money.
It is, and it's real easy with the flip of a switch to actually do it.
That's right. They have to go find your gold and silver buried on the back 40. No, folks, it's the robbery is the CBDC, and it's here. I feel 100% confident. That's how we're finishing each other's sentences, because this is happening.
It's happening. The IRS already has access to your bank accounts like we opened the show with. It's here, and it's here now. So this is why I'm encouraging everybody. Don't have too much money in the bank. You know, I wouldn't, and I don't, right? You have to have money that's in a tangible form that defies some of these things, the easy things to bail out your own, you know, bank or financial institution with the flip of a switch. You can't do that with a physical asset. You can't.
Yeah, I would only have a month of operating capital. Most people don't even have, like 70% don't even have that. For people that do have money, I would only have a month of operating money in any banks, because they are just open season.
They are. I mean, if people have the means, you know, to avoid if they get laid off or something, have a few months. But a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can't do that. We just talked to a client today. That couldn't hardly even afford to eat, lived in a house with a dirt floor. It's like, man, Alex, America is hurting. And we've got small clients and we've got multi-billionaire clients. I mean, we've got
all these fat and happy upper middle class people, and God love them, playing golf, playing tennis, still eating, having a great time. Notice the restaurants doesn't have anybody in it. They don't know it's already over. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over, like the Doors song says, for the unknown soldier. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Where you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I just feel so good getting people ready. Dr. Kirk Elliott, we've done a lot of interviews. This was the best. And I'm going to take this and cut it into a bunch of special reports. I'm going to call you right when the show ends. Owen Schroyer is set to take over here in about 3 minutes. But thank you so much, sir. And thank you to your amazing team.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. You know, I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. We're going to go through this crisis. We're going to expose the globalists. They're not going to get away with the poison shots, and they're not going to get away with this banking takedown, but they're going to try. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. Because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you, the New World Order's coming. It's here. All right, that's the end of this transmission. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. Every day is a blessing. 11 a.m. Central. Owen Schroyer coming up. Don't forget, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Harrison Smith, American Journal. God bless and good luck.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.